जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिव सादि गौर भक्ता वृंदा जय गदाधर शिव सादि हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Swati Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय गौरानी ताई जया गौरानी ताई जया Gaurani Pai, Jaya Gaurani Pai. Jaya Narasimha Dev, Jaya Narasimha Dev, Jaya Narasimha Deva, Jaya Narasimha Dev. Jaya Bhakta Prala, Jaya Bhakta Prala, Jaya Bhakta Prala, Jaya Bhakta Prala. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರಜಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಸ್ತಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿವೋಪಾತಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ವಿಬಿಟಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿವೋಪಾತಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶಿವೋಪಾತಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಪಾಮುಖ ಶಿವೋಪಾತಿ ಆಲ್ ಗರಿಷ್ಠ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಓಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗರಿಷ್ಠ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಓಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗರಿಷ್ಠ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಓಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗರಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗರಿಷ್ಠ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ದ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಲಿಫ್ಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಅಲಾಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೇವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಸ್ತ ಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ವೈಷ್ಣಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪ ಕುಮಾರಾಯ கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ, கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. We are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 28th chapter, 37th sloka. Please repeat after me. Deham cha tam na charama, sthitam uttati உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அத்யகமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவாத் உபேதம் அதா தைவவசாத் அபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மந்திராமதாந்தா தேஹம் ச தம் நா சரமம் ஸ்திதம் உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அதிக்யமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவாத் உபேதம் அத தைவ விசாத் அபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிரா மதாந்தா தேஹம் ச தம் நா சரமாஸ்திதம் உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அதிக்யமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவாத் உபேதம் அத தைவ விஷாத் அபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிரா மதாந்தா தேஹம் ச தம் ச மந்தம் உத்திதம் வா தேஹம் ச தம் நா சரமாஸ்திதம் உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அதிக்யமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவாதுபேதம் அத தைவ வசாதுபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிராமதாந்தா தேஹம் ச தம் நா சரமாஸ்திதம் உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அத்யகமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவத் உபேதம் அத தைவ வசாதுபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் வஜ்ராமதாந்தா தேஹம் ச தம் நா சரமஸ்திதம் உத்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அதிக்யமாத் ஸ்வரூபம் தேவாதுபேதம் அத தைவ வசாதபேதம்
வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிராமதாந்த தேஹம் சதம் நா தேஹம் சதம் நா சரம் ஸ்திதம் ஸ்திதம் வா சித்தோ வ்யபஸ்யதி யதோ அத்யகமாத் ரூபம் தைவாதுபேதம் அத தைவ வசாதபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிராமதாந்தாஹ தேஹம் சதம் நா சரம் ஸ்திதம் ஸ்திதம் வா சித்தோ விபஸ்யதி யதோ அத்யகமத் ஸ்வரூபம் தைவாதுபேதம் அத தைவ வசாதபேதம் வாசோ யதா பரிக்ருதம் மதிராமதாந்த.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. சினாப்சிஸ், ஐ மீன் வேர்ட் மீனிங், ப்ளீஸ் ரிப்பீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ. தேஹம், மெட்டீரியல் பாடி. சா அண்ட் தம், தட். நா, நாட். சரமா, லாஸ்ட். ஸ்திதம், சிட்டிங். உத்திதம், ரைசிங். வா, ஆர். சித்தா, the realized soul. விபஸ்யதி, can conceive. யதா, because. அதிக்யமாத், அத்யகமாத், he has achieved. ஸ்வரூபம், his real identity. தைவாத், according to the destiny. உபேதம், arrived. அதா, moreover. தைவவசாத், according to destiny. அபேதம், departed. வாசா, plotting. யதா, as. பரிக்ரமம், put on. பரிக்ருதம், put on. மதிரா மதாந்தா, one who is blinded by intoxication. Translation and purport by Sri Srila Abhayacharanaranda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: because he has achieved his real identity, the perfectly realized soul has no conception of how the material body is moving or acting, just as an intoxicated person cannot understand whether or not he has clothing on his body. Hare Krishna. I did my Ekadashi. I didn't have prasadam. So I ate away that word body. Please forgive me for that. Translation repeat please. Response please. Because he has achieved his real identity, the perfectly realized soul has no conception of how the material body is moving or acting, just as an intoxicated person cannot understand whether or not he has clothing on his body. Purport: this stage of life is explained by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. A person whose mind is completely dovetailed with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who engages 100% in the service of the Lord forgets his material bodily demands. Very nice shloka. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananchana Shalakaya Chakshuro Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devim Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Nice Shloka Srila Kapila Bhagavan is explaining to Mother Devahi here in this particular shloka what will be the situation of a fully realized soul. Charama sitam siddho means when he has achieved, charama means ultimate, when he has achieved ultimate perfection, siddha means perfection, at that time how he will be. Very clearly specified that, and what will be his position like? Madira Madanda, when a person is intoxicated and in that intoxication he becomes bewildered, in that position how he will be? That way he will be. What is that intoxication he is having? What is that Madira he is having here? This is what we have to understand. When the realized soul, when we say, actually many a times Srila Prabhupada very clearly specified, one time it so happened the devotees came with a little bit of morose mind to Srila Prabhupada. One time in the Back to Godhead magazine, everything was purport and translation, purport and translation, purport and translation. So some comment they received from somebody, from obviously from an Indian background, that there is no shloka, there is no Sanskrit. Then devotees went, they said, Srila Prabhupada, we are really very, very sorry, we could not realize there are no shlokas in this. Srila Prabhupada looked into the Back to God from top to bottom, first page to second, last page, and then said, perfectly perfect. I mean, there's nothing which is lacking in this. There is no requirement of even Sanskrit also, because you have translated, you have represented whatever I have given as it is. Of course, Srila Prabhupada even encouraged devotees to learn the Sanskrit slokas and quote them, because they give the authenticity and references to the shastras. But at the same time, how we have to understand thing is not by interpreting or concocting on the slokas of the Sanskrit by ourselves. The way Prabhupada has interpreted, the same way we have to be understanding them. Many things we can see when Srila Prabhupada specifies let us not go into detail. So here it is explained that the behavior of a realized person, how he will be. One small pastime I remember before going to the purport. I don't know. I have been given a time slot. Actually, I thought, oh, this is only a small purport, and I may not be able to satisfy the devotees. They came here to enjoy the pastimes of the Lord, glorification of the Lord. But since I've been given a time, I made even to one sloka. In that pastime, that pastime is actually of one of our Acharya, Sivas Acharya. He stays at Jajigram. The devotees who went along with us, we went to the Bangladesh. While on the return, we saw the Jajigram where Sivas Acharya, actually he stayed there with his two wives, Ishwari Devi and Srimati Devi. Srinivas Acharya, I don't go in the glorification of Srinivas Acharya because it itself is a big pastime. But he is a Siddha. I mean, as usual, all of our Acharyas, I should not be naming the recent Acharyas because there is a constraint that we should not be glorifying the recent Acharyas. So we should not be glorifying recent Acharyas, but earlier Acharyas we can glorify. They all are actually Siddhas. Siddha means they have realized their real Swarupa. What is the real Swarupa? They have Jivera, Nitya Dasa, but that Dasa with some specific relationship with Krishna. Each of the Acharya, each of the individuals, we have a specific relation. We are Dasas. We are servants. But what servants? Different. Maybe one of us may be giving Tambula for the Lord. Maybe one of us may be drinking the water from somewhere or some flowers. So different services. They're all our servants. So Srinivas Acharya, in the morning when he was meditating on the Lord after Japa, it is usual that he used to get into the pastimes of the Lord. So sometimes it so happens that he will get up from his meditation somewhere in the midday. Or sometimes even it even gets delayed somewhere in the evening also. One day it so happened, he started meditating and then morning went into afternoon and afternoon became the evening and then night, complete night, next day morning also he did not got up. Both of these Matajis were, if that's the first time, they never know what to do. They were feeling a sort of a scary feeling, and then that day also passed. Again, afternoon, evening, second night also passed. Third day, early morning, they could not bear. What happened? He is not even breathing properly. He was completely absorbed. Whether he has transcended the world or not, also they were not knowing. So immediately they called on the Srinivas Acharya's dear disciple, Ramachandra. You know who is Rama? Ramachandra? That Ramachandra whose association even Narottama Das Thakura wanted. Ramachandra Sangha Mange. So he is also an exalted devotee of the Lord and is a disciple of Srinivas Acharya and exalted devotee. And then they have called him. He came in the morning runningly. And then they said, it's been almost 2 days and we never, what happened? He is not even breathing. Then he consoled the mothers and then he said, okay, I will see what happens. So he also sat beside Srinivas Acharya and then he also started meditating and trying to reach where his spiritual master was there. And when, after a long meditation, when he saw that he was in the banks of Radha Kunda and there was a chaos in the Radha Kunda. Everybody was panicky and one Mataji, Lalita Mataji was saying, what is that you people are doing? For the last 2 days you are not even able to find one missing ornament of Radharani. It so happened when Radharani and Krishna came for pastimes in the Radha Kunda, Radharani missed her nose ring in the Radha Kunda. How much will be the size of nose ring? And it's lost in the Radha Kunda. Huh?
You can imagine. Huh? And Srinivas Acharya is Mani Manjari. So he's a disciple of Rupa Manjari. So Rupa Manjari is very angry. What the hell are you doing for the last two days? You are going inside and coming. You could not find even a nose ring. in the Radha Kunda, how can they find one nose ring? Understood. Ramachandra also understood. He was also Karana Manjari. He understood and then he did not specify anything, but he just slipped into the water. And then when one time Mani Manjari came up, he asked what happened. Then he explained, this is what has happened. Okay, so both have tried. Both have tried for the long period, and then ultimately Ramachandra could get the nose and then gave it to Mani Manjari. That is Srivas Acharya. Srivas Acharya was very happy, feeling, he hugged him and then took it and then gave it to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari took it and then gave it to Lalita Sakhi, and Lalita Sakhi put it. And then she was very, very, everybody was very happy. And then in return, Lalita Devi came and then gave him, Radharani is very happy, you take this prasadam. So, the Uchista of Radharani also has been given. So when the thing is settled there, then they came back. By that time, it was a fourth day morning. These both Matajis were totally, they lost. We thought only the Guru has gone, even his Sishya also has gone for the last 1.5 days. So that was the ecstasy. They don't see what is the outside. They did not felt hungry or sleepy or what is going on. Oh, day is past, night is past, one day is past, today. So that will be the status of a person who has achieved the his real Swarupa, understood his real Swarupa. So now here, I don't go into the details. Srila Prabhupada, when he is translating the purport, he said, this stage of life is explained by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He stated this. So we will understand from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu what will be the symptoms of a person who achieved the Siddha position. Siddha position means he is in the Bhava stage. Who has no anarthas and then reached the stage of Bhava. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there was a sloka which is referred. It says, Chantir Avyathakalatvam Virakti Manashunyate Asabanda Samuktanta Namagane Sadarchi Asaktis Tat Gunakhyane Pritis Tat Vasatisthale Iti Adayo Anubhava Sure Jata Bhavankure Jane. The Bhavankure, when the Bhava stage, Ankura means not in the perfect stage of Bhava, at the budding stage of Bhava itself, what all you get are these 9 symptoms have been explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. First one is Avyakta Kalatvam. As I said, more than Sanskrit, we should be focusing on Prabhupada, what he has said. If you read to the sloka, Avyakta Kalatvam is the second point. First one is Chantir, but Prabhupada, when he is putting the purport, there he said Avyakta Kalatvam is the first. So then he said Shanti. So what is the foremost important is Avyakta. We will understand what is that Avyakta. Kalatvam Avyakta means we should not be wasting the Kala, the time. And then Shanti, tolerance. And then third one is Virakti, detachment from enjoyment. Prabhupada makes a strong statement how we should be, we should have a detachment from our enjoyments. And then Manasunyata, that's pridelessness. What exactly is the Manasunyata is also detailed in the same sloka, in another sloka. Then Asabandha, and that is Asabandha means confidence in the mercy of the Lord. Confidence means, you can say, faith on the Lord. Rakshasya iti vishwaso, that the Lord will protect. Then samutkantha and namagane sadaruchi. So the taste, bhavastej, as we know, that it comes after nista asakti ruchi. So that ruchi is sada. It's not sometimes I have the mood, sometimes I don't have the mood. No, it is sadaruchi. And then asakti tada gunakshane. Gunakshane means glorification of the Lord. Attraction to glorify the Lord. And his transcendental qualities and pastimes. Then priti sada vasati stale, the attachment to the abode of the Lord. Of course, these things will come even in the five mukhya angas of 64 items of devotional service also. Now, avyakta kalatvam, in a sloka 1.3.29 of Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu, it is explained, I will not read the slokas, it is explained that the devotees continuously praise the Lord with words, remembering him with their minds and offer respects to their bodies, means manasa, vacha, karmana, and that too continuously. Still they will not be satisfied. With the tears flowing from their eyes, they offer their complete life for the Lord. So avyakta kalatva means wasting the time. How much time they don't want to waste the lifetime. So it is not 1 hour, 2 hours or 24 hours. Complete lifetime they don't want to waste and then glorify the Lord. That was what Srila Prabhupada has specified. We can understand by the very nature of Srila Prabhupada was giving this nectar. This sloka Prabhupada has quoted when they were walking in a morning walk with the devotees. So it is not he is sitting in the Vyasasana and explain all these things. That means for Srila Prabhupada there is no time. Every time he wanted to glorify, every time he wanted to discuss about Krishna Katha with any place, there is no place and time restriction for. That's an example how a person who reached the perfection, self-realized stage, how he behaves. And then kshanti means the tolerance. It is defined as being undisturbed in the when there is a cause for, means even in the disturbing situations, if you are not, we should not be get disturbed. And it is here said, an example has been given that Parikshit Maharaj is speaking to Brahmanas. Oh Brahmanas, just accept me as completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. So he is explaining. Or whether magical thing the Brahmanas created the snake bird, or whatever the magical thing the Brahmana created, let it bite me once. I only desire that all you continue singing the deeds of the Lord Vishnu. That means in Naimisharanya, there all those sages were doing the Krishna Katha. So he is saying, whether I die or not, I don't worry about me, but you continue. So devotees want continuous glorification of the Lord. Then vikara, a strong statement Srila Prabhupada gives in the purport of the sloka 1.3.31 of Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu. It says that while this is in regards to the Bharat Maharaj, he left his wife, children, and he was emperor of the whole world. At the prime age, he left everyone. So he made this statement. While in the prime life, the great Maharaja Bharata gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the detachment is for what? Because he is attached to the service of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada says, how he gives up the attachments, whether it is bodily attachments or sense enjoyments, whether it's a wife or children or the Rajya or anything, as if one gives up the stool after evacuation. So, that means there is no attachment at all. Clearly we can understand. Do any one of us have any attachment to the stool? So that is what this Prabhupada is specifying here. And then comes the pridelessness. Of course, pridelessness, it says, King Bhagiratha, when he was ruling, he made a system that he not only, because he is a king, so he doesn't want the kingly pride to be on his mind, so he used to go for Madhukari, and he not only used to go for Madhukaris to the common people, but he even used to go to enemies also. Anybody can expect to go to enemy and then ask for Madhukari? That's what was the pridelessness has been mentioned. And then Asabandha, that is confidence that the Lord will somehow bestow me or I will achieve the ultimate desire. It's stated here that Sanatana Goswami says, I do not have prema or the practices of hearing and chanting of the bhakti. Sanatana Goswami immediately kept prema or practices of hearing and chanting. That means, what is the importance of hearing and chanting? Rest all or when we start hearing and chanting, we come to prema is very clearly specified by Sanatana Goswami here itself. So, devotees may have to, of course, I have no practice of meditation, means he is saying that I am completely unable to do that. Nor I do have practice of jnana or varnashrama duties. Who is saying this? Sanatana Goswami. I do not even have the good birth to execute these processes properly. But since you are the most merciful to be the least qualified, O dear lover of gopis, though I have impure desires, Sanatana Goswami is saying that I have impure desires. What is our state? But he has a full faith on the Lord that you will give me my final destiny. So that is what is the faith on the Lord. So person who has all these qualities are there in the person who have achieved the Swarupa Bhava stage. And then we have Samutkanta. In this, it is Utkanta. Utkanta means intense greed. It's intense greed in serving the Lord. How it is been specified? It is said in Krishna Kartamrita, I long to see the young Krishna who is, it is said by one gopi to another gopi, who enchants the universe with his curved black eyebrows, thick eyelashes, with his attractive, shifty eyes, with his soft words that melt the heart. His Bhaktisiddhanta Sindhu is little, wherever it discusses, the Samanya or Sadhana Bhakti, it discusses in detail. Now here it is discussing about the Bhava Bhakti. So, his attractive shifty eyes with his soft words that melt the heart, with his sweet red lips and with the intoxicating sound emanating from his clear notes of his flute. So, by hearing that, they get so much of attracted that they go to the stage of Samutkanta. And then, they have the taste for attachment for even the Lord Holy Name also. Then we go for the next one. That is Gunakshane Asakti, glorifying the Lord. That youthful Krishna with qualities of Cupid, who is extremely sweet and extremely fickle, has stolen my heart. What should I do? A gopi is saying that Krishna has stolen my heart, that sweet boy. What should I do? So she's feeling that. That means at the bhava stage you will realize where you are and then you start feeling. And then of course vasatisthale, that is the place where the Lord has done his pastimes. All these will be the bhava of the stages of the bhava which has been described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then Prabhupada states, so we'll go to the next explanation what Prabhupada said here as, a person whose mind is completely dotted, mind has come. This mind relates us to the last sloka. When last sloka, Sumadhara Prabhu explained, what is the ajnana, he said? Forgetfulness of Krishna. Right? What is that forgetfulness of Krishna? Forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. So, where is that forgetfulness? Is in the mind. So, now Srila Prabhupada again comes to the mind. A person whose mind means he has, from that avidya, he came to a proper knowledge. When he is completely dovetailed with the desires, means he is doing the devotional service, anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavatam, anukulena Krishna anushilanam. So, dovetailing with the desires of Krishna. So, Prabhupada is very clearly making, how can we understand a devotee who has achieved the bhava, he is still dovetailing his desires with Krishna? We can just go back to our Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita 5.20 sloka also, they have said, Sita Prajnasya Kya Bhasa, in the second chapter, when Arjuna asked the question, for that answering, Krishna answers here that how he will be obtaining, what will be the behavior of Sita Prajna. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that a person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, that will be the person's behavior, I mean nature, the ka bhasha. That will be the, in the transcendence, that's how he will be. And then, why he behaves like that? Because he knows perfectly well that he is not this body. But, it is a fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the reason he would like to dovetail with the Supreme Person. Because he feels that he is a part and parcel. But then, Why he don't have that lamentation? Generally we all have, right? But why a realized person doesn't have the lamentation of his body? In 21, Krishna says that he is not attracted to the material sense pleasure, but he is always enjoying the pleasure within. Externally he is not enjoying the Sita Prajna, is internally he is enjoying. That is the reason he is not attached to the external relationships or external attachments. And then we can also say another time, we can also question why he is not attracted. Srila Prabhupada, I mean in the Bhagavad Gita it said in 22nd sloka that a realized person understands pretty well that such pleasures have a beginning and ending. So a self-realized will not delight in them. And then he also understands that these attractions will lead him to another body. So that's the reason he don't want to enjoy the bodily senses. Then what is this bodily senses exactly? To understand little bit, then for that 23 in Srila Prabhupada explains that what are the bodily senses are the six senses which we know in the nectar of the instructions. It is there that the forces of talk, forces of anger, forces of mind, forces of stomach, forces of genital and the forces of the tongue. So these are the actually the bodily attractions which make us bind or which leads to the avijna or ignorance. And then how we can come out of this? In the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39 or it is very clearly specified that we can, the desires of the fruitive activities are strongly rooted, but the tree of desires can be uprooted completely by devotional service, because devotional service employs the superior desire. So the desire to enjoy the senses will be dominated by the desire to do the devotional service. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, that when we engage in the devotional service, dovetailing our desires to Krishna, then we will come out of this bodily consciousness. So this was the stages or the symptoms of the devotional the devotees who are in the realized soul. With this I will conclude. We are already 9:43, so 3 minutes are there if any questions are there. Hare Krishna. So with this we will conclude. Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki. Yeah.